the Boss Man Show with new head coach of the Milwaukee Panthers out of the Horizon League, Coach Bart Lundy. Coach Lundy, what's up there in MKE, man?
Oh, man, the sun is shining. It's almost like South Beach up here. So it's good, all good. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. And one of my former colleagues is up there, and Mike Budenholzer and Darren Ham. I was got from Atlanta Hawks. So I kind of keep my eye on the books because I kind of know what goes on with that team. Since people who at the Hawks know up there now.
Yeah. And the city's going crazy right now. You know, the Bucks are rolling. So just got to get the Panthers here rolling like the Bucks.
I hear that, Coach. They got the right man for that job, man. Tell me about it, man. You've been a head coach of many different stops, High Point, Queens, you know. Now you decided to make the jump back to D1. Now Queens going D1 now, as we found out that now. So now you're here at the Milwaukee in the Horizon League, a historic league as well, tough basketball up and down the league, man. So what, tell me why about this opportunity really stuck out to you there, Coach Lundy.
Well, you know, I wasn't really looking for a job. Loved being in Charlotte, loved Queens, and Amanda Braun, the AD here, you know, called me kind of out of the blue. We were still playing. She sold me on her vision. Then I came up and saw it for myself. I had been at Marquette, so I knew how Milwaukee and Wisconsin fans, you know, if you put a winner in front of them, like the Bucks, they come out, they support it. So one thing led to another, and I'm ready for the challenge here.
I hear that, Coach. I'm asking this, man. You know, my father's 81 years old. He's still a coach. He's a coach, man. You know, my dad's been a coach. I'm his only son, real son, but he has he says thousands of sons, son. Yeah. It's not just you. So, but he always talks about the leadership piece of it, building rapport, young men, helping young men and molding young men. So for you, Coach, what got you into the business, want to be a head coach and a coach, period, man?
Yeah, I think, you know, I had an uncle who was a college soccer coach. He's down south. He's pretty famous and coached for a long time. He retired a couple of years ago from College of Charleston. And I got to see, I didn't know anything about soccer, but I would go to basketball camp and I get to see him with his players and, you know, the relationships and, you know, what life was like as a college coach. And, I was a hoops guy. So, you know, I got into it, knew I wanted to coach from a young age. I would say early in my career, I was all about, you know, chasing wins. But now, similar to your dad, you know, significance is relationships with the guys, you know, making an impact in your community. Obviously, you got to win games to keep your job. You know, you want your guys to go pro. They got to win games for anybody to want them there. So, you know, that's a part of it, but, significance is really those relationships and, you know, that they, you know, I want my dudes to think, hey, coach is with me for life, you know, which I'm sure is where your dad is with it.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is like, you know, the coach I had in college is, I still talk to him to this day. Like now we can talk as friends and have drinks. Like we just, right. Just like, it's like, it's weird. I sit with my coach, we having drinks at a hotel bar together. Like,
yeah.
I'm no years ago, you would be cussing me out. But now we can have drinks together.
Just don't let them have too many. They might start cussing you out again. Oh, remember that play? Yes. You didn't dive on that ball?
Yes, sir. You already know, man. You already know. Yes, indeed. And, you know, but I think it's good, man. I feel like you all catch us at the right time when you try to mold with us. Because, you know, even for me, my dad's a coach. But hearing another perspective from other guys who I respected. I sit here at 35 years old, some things I'm like, well, yeah, you told me that back in the day. And it hits me now that I'm 35. Now, when I was 18, 19, 20, it didn't really hit me the way it does now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the best coaches, we've made all the mistakes. So we know the pitfalls. But, you know, it is something where you get guys, you know, and I get guys from all different backgrounds and all different places and all different, you know, challenges in their life. And, you know, you help them learn how to work, you help them learn how to be a man, you help them, you know, become better at every part of their life. And ball is important, but, you know, you're in it for a lot more than ball. And that's the impactful part.
No doubt. And for you, Coach Lundy, man, what's going to be your ideal Milwaukee Panther? What kind of young man you want to have in that program and to build that culture, build that winner? I know you can build up there, man.
Yeah, you know, for me, the ideal guy is, you know, obviously he's talented and all that, but he's a guy that I like to put it this way. A warrior when he crosses the line, and then when he crosses back over the line off the court, he knows how to conduct himself, be a gentleman, be somebody that people can cheer for, because, you know, you got to win games to have people come out and get it going, but you got to have dudes that people want to cheer for. And I like guys that have charisma, that have personality, that play with a passion, that love the game. So I think you can get a bunch of those guys that live it and love it. Man, you got a special thing.
No doubt. And for recruiting wise, you're in an area in the Midwest where there are a lot of talented guys. You get them from the JUCO ranks, high school ranks, the portal ranks, internationally, grad transfer. I mean, using all the tools you have, you can find guys but who are the right fit for the program, who bring what you want to bring. That good guy off the court, but that dog between the lines. So I feel like with the tools we have today to recruit guys, you're in a good spot. And you're in a nice town of Milwaukee as well.
Yeah. And you hit on it, you know, different, we call them pools, the different pools. And, you know, I like to say we're going to be in every one of those pools and try to find the guys that fit us. But we, you know, we play, the arena is across the parking lot from the Fiserv where the Bucks play. We're opening a brand new practice facility in the fall. It's 24,000 students here. It's a city school. You know, we got a lot of good things here, man. Just gotta get it rolling. Give these fans something to cheer for.
And I'm talking to all my guys in the South, man. It's where you a coat. Now, Coach, I'll be honest with you. I don't really own a real coat. I'm a hoodie and tracksuit kind of a guy. So when I come from a couple of the Bucks, I have to get me a coat just for the trip, because I don't really wear a coat down here in Atlanta. But for my guys and down in the South, man, I would tell them to go up there and play, because I feel your energy. I know you will take care of them, man. And you've proven that you're a winner. And I feel like guys want that in a coach who's proven they can win and get them to where they want to go, whether it be in the NBA, G League, or Europe, whatever they want to do, you can help get them there.
Yeah. And that's, I tell guys, the first thing I tell them, if you don't want to be a pro, don't come here. Because with the way we're going to grind, you're not going to like it unless you know that, hey, I'm doing this to, because this is going to be my career. You know, this is what we're going to do. And, you know, when you have that kind of passion, you don't feel the cold. You don't feel the cold. And plus, it's an indoor sport, so we're good.
Yes. Because I have been out there with the Falcons at Lambeau Field in December. It wasn't fun.
That was not fun. Yeah.
I remember that game, and we played them in that Lambeau. They said, we got beat 24-0. It was because it was so cold. We didn't want to be out there.
Yeah. But I will tell you that I had two PSLs for the Carolina Panthers. And man, with no hair, man, that sun in that stadium, that was brutal. So sometimes a little chill is okay.
Yeah. So I saw you on the side with the visiting side then. Cause I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because on that sideline we had the sun. The Panthers, it was in the shade always.
Yeah, brutal. Brutal.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, let me ask you about this, man. Meeting the guys on the roster, man, how's it been meeting the guys, building rapport with those young men? Because I know we have a coaching change. It's kind of hard. So how's it been learning these young men, teaching them about who you are as a person, and showing them that you really do care about them and you chose them? They didn't choose you, but you chose them.
Yeah. It's been good. You know, it's a thing where – You come in, and I've tried to give them pieces of the culture, you know, show them how what practice is going to be like. We've done more team stuff. You know, normally this time of the year, I would already have transitioned to, you know, skill development, you know, working on their individual games, because that's, in my opinion, that's what the offseason should be, right? But I thought it was important that they see, all right, this is the pace of practice. This is what the system's going to look like. You know, and I've been able to develop some relationships with these guys over the last few weeks. And then also, you know, sit them down and just be honest with them. You know, they want to, guys want you to tell them the truth. You know, they want you to tell them, hey, this is what I see. This is where you got to get better. These are your challenges. You know, this is where, man, I'm feeling how you pick that ball up and turn it, you know, whatever it is. And I think that's really important. So you're right. They didn't choose me. I chose them, and that's the perspective we need to have.
No doubt, man. And you know what's also good about it is that you have 8 weeks now, summertime, to develop guys, because the rules used to be a little different. Now, because I feel like you said, Coach, summertime is when you get better. Because during the season, you're just trying to prepare for a team, the whole team better. Summertime where you actually develop your game and come back, come into fall camp, ready to rock and roll, ask who you're going to be this season. So I feel like, you know, that's smart piece is so important. 8 weeks that you all have now, so crucial to get guys, especially when you're a new hire as well, to get guys in that coaching and into your system.
Yeah. And, you know, I always use, you know, fortunate enough to be around Jimmy Butler, and I always use him as the example. After his first year in the NBA, he went back to Tomball, Texas, got a house, brought two dudes that he knew would work, no game system, no TV, worked out four times a day. Next year, he's the NBA's most improved player. Not saying everybody can do that, but there aren't any secrets. It's just work.
Yes, Jimmy Butler's going to give me a lot of headaches the last few nights.
That's why I brought that up.
It's going to be a lot of headaches the last few nights. It's making me have some long post-game reports, man. But I feel you. I feel you on that. I'll see.
Hey, you get to go to South Beach, but you got a little toll to pay. You gotta get there first.
Yes, I do. Let me ask you this, Coach, man. We being in Charlotte, man, I know you're playing Atlanta a lot for recruit. So yeah. When you come to Atlanta, Coach, what's your favorite spot to eat down here, man?
Man, tough one. What's that? The Varsity?
Yes, over by Georgia Tech. That's the best one. Not the one on the outskirts.
Yeah. One right down in the guts of it. Man, that's all I can think of right now. I'm usually an in and out guy. Like I hit the game and I'm back. I hit the home visit. I'm back. You know, I'm
but a Coach, we gotta change that, man. You gotta stay around. We gotta swap numbers offline so we can stay around. So I'll take you to somewhere nice that you really like. So you bring your family down, you can really come back to the city, really enjoy that, man. Because I got all the food you need. I'm a foodie.
Yeah, I know you do.
Of my Atlanta Hawks, aside of my Falcons, I'm a foodie, man. So yeah.
Last time I was on here, you told me the same thing, and I'm gonna take you up on it. I'm coming to ATL. We're going out.
No doubt, Coach Lundy, man. Thank you for your time, man. We have to get that going, and we'll swap them offline, man. And best luck to you guys. And, man, stay warm up there in the Milwaukee, man.
All right.
I don't want to shore no more.
Enjoy South Beach, man.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much, brother.